All right, really not much more to add from our yesterday visit. Looked pretty much the same on tape as I think I expressed yesterday afternoon. Any questions?
On further review, played the six. Did you see anything different when you looked at
them? You know, I think it's a good question, a fair question. Unfortunately, I can't really respond exactly how I would like to. You know, obviously, in those situations, you know, hindsight's 20/20. I probably would not challenge that if I was given the opportunity again. I'm going to leave it at that.
To be clear, you can't respond the way you'd like to because you might get fined.
You're really not allowed to respond. Yeah.
Because you said a touchback was not an option at the time you'd seen. Have you talked to the guys who are looking at the replays and all that? Because what they saw and what they didn't see?
Yeah, I think they saw it pretty much how I think I saw it. And, you know, we'll just leave it at that. We have to ultimately kind of go with what the officiating crew goes with. So, like I said, if in hindsight, I would not have challenged it because it took points. How many points, we don't know. But in my opinion, it hurt our cause.
On the I think it was the 17-yard scramble that Hundley had in the fourth quarter, it looked like McPhee went inside and that he might have been expecting someone to go outside.
It was just a decision he made to go inside, and we weren't covered on that. We did a similar thing later on the touchdown throw to 17 on the left side in that same drive. So they, even at that point, the game 16-13, you know, we need to get a stop, and we didn't. So it's, you know, in this league, you got to overcome a lot of different things. Sometimes official calls, coaches' decisions, those things happen in football games. And, you know, the last 2 weeks, actually, we've been in a position to be able to win or have the tie and score and have the ball and just came up short.
Like when you're deciding to challenge, whose voices and how many voices are in your ear for that?
You know, really, again, rather than recite for all this forever and ever, you know, I think we have plenty of guys that do it. I think very smart guys, and just sometimes the decision goes against you, whether it's Zach's catch a week ago or no catch or this decision, it just happens. It's part of football.
What was your overall assessment when you looked back at the five times?
You know, I think one of them on the boot, I think he'd like to have had back. You know, there was a couple times maybe that, you know, the next best thing might have been a check down or getting rid of the ball a little bit earlier. But, you know, I think all in all, he's not turning the ball over, which are the next best things, taking sacks versus throwing picks and getting sack fumbles. So I think, you know, he's growing and getting better in all those situations the more he gets exposed to it. I thought yesterday by far was his – you know, best game to date as far as passing the ball. You know, and hopefully he'll watch this, learn from it, and get better for it. And I have all the confidence in the world he will.
The boot was telling me on the underneath.
Yeah.
John was kind of long active yesterday.
Well, we didn't have a lot of alternatives. You know, I think, you know, Tom Compton was not available. That's really kind of what we had available, and that was the way we went. I think he got in for one play when Josh Sitton came out.
John, a difficult question, but in this, you know, sometimes games are lost before they're ever played. In terms of the preparation, and it's not just the players, was the intensity there from the staff and the players? How did you feel about the effort?
I thought our effort was really good. You know, a lot's been made about, well, the bye and this happened and that happened. You know, I think you know, I mean, even losing Zach Miller for the season, you know, that was a little bit of a blow. You know, Deion Sims not being available. Those aren't excuses. Those are just realities, you know, to have, you know, a Pro Bowl guard not available. I mean, it's, you know, those are things that people deal with, not just our team, everybody's team. But, you know, I wouldn't say by any stretch that we were at full strength because we had a bye week. You know, I don't think that's reality. You know, bottom line is we didn't execute well enough. I mean, I think, you know, I don't think we ran the ball as efficiently as we have in the past, and I thought they did. You know, I think it created third and shorter distances on the third down ratio in the game, and we had third and longer situations, which dictate, you know, really kind of moving the ball, moving the chains. So, you know, a lot of factors, and like I said, we still have an opportunity to win the game. On the last possession.
Did
or tie the game.
How about the 11 penalties in the first half? Is that a red flag at all to you at this point in the season?
Well, I think the official penalties are 8-5, and that's what goes in the record book, and that's real, and that's in the history book. Was it a real clean game? No. I think we didn't line up properly as far as the formation. We went in motion to play and went early. Those are real. You saw them as well as I did. But, and it created some behind-the-sticks series. And that was a factor, especially on our third-down conversion ratio.
But does that indicate to you a lack of focus, especially coming off a bye week where you think you'd be fresh and focused and –
Well, I think, it's all above. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But I think there's some new people out there, that, again, it's not an excuse. It's just reality.
Marcus Wheaton was off the injury report by the end of the week. What does he need to do to mitigate?
Well, I think he's got to practice full speed for a period of time. No different than, Dontrell Hemden, who has been here for a couple weeks and had some time to practice and prepare. And the more I think he's out there and, can show the coaches what he can do, I think the better for him.
What's been the challenge in getting Tariq Cohen on the field? He's only had 13 snaps yesterday. You guys have called him, your best playmaker. What's been the challenge in getting him out there?
Well, I mean, I think getting him on the field, is something I think our guys do. I think he's still one of our leading receivers, on the season. We went through a stretch there where maybe we didn't throw it as much as some people. But he's involved, quite a bit. I think defenses are doing more to take him away. I think there were situations in that game yesterday that where he was doubled. So it's, we had to go to somebody else. And it was, Kendall. Wright caught a ball. They were doubling over to the right on Cohen, and he converted a third down, first third down of the game.
But would you like to see him out there more than a quarter of the snaps?
Yeah, I think, the key is that we move the ball, and, it's been a struggle, I think, but I don't know that that's the reason.
John, we get a lot of questions from readers, listeners, about Mitch's ability to audible, to change plays. How much leeway does he have to make changes at the line of scrimmage?
We do a lot of check with me. He has that flexibility. We have that built into the game plan. I don't know that we're, quite to the Peyton Manning flexibility yet, but he does have.
So if he sees something he didn't expect, he can change out of the play.
Yes, some of those are built in. I wouldn't say 100% of it, but there is a big percent.
How would you assess the job that Dowell's doing here with Mitchell and with this offense?
I think there's been challenges. I don't think that we've been, two offensive lineups 2 weeks in a row. So I think considering all that, and really no different than a year ago, just at the quarterback position, I think, I see improvement with, us getting our feet wet a little bit with the receiver position, the tight end position, as well as the quarterback position. So, again, we're 3-6. That's reality. We've got to get better.
Back to Kyle for a second. Can he play through this injury? Is this going to get better without surgery, or how do you see this? Where's this going with him?
Well, I think time will tell. I think last week I didn't feel like he was quite able to practice at a full speed to be prepared. He's physically capable of being active, but again, this is a game where you have to practice. To get ready for a game in a lot of cases. He was active, so he was healthy enough, but I'm not sure he was going to be healthy enough to, take 70 snaps in a game.
John, that's one reality of 3-6.
Yep.
What is your challenge of keeping everybody engaged?
Well, as I reminded our team, is only one game's happened since last week, and then, we were the second coming. We were getting overconfident. Only one game's happened, and so that's the way we'll approach it.
Do you believe you were overconfident?
No, I didn't say that. You did. I denied that. But what I'm saying is one game's occurred from our overconfidence to now.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.